Focusing Your Professional Mind, Your Guide to Effective ASMR Meditation. When life at work becomes chaotic, it can be extremely tempting to feel as if we have no control over the unfolding events before us. Although we cannot foresee the future, what a gift that would be, certainly, we do have a hand in how we receive and react to each situation. We can use the power of our minds and conscious to change how we feel, how we react, and even how we progress forwards within the workplace. We collectively recognize that we need great focus at work to achieve our goals and succeed. We know that we must stay on tasks to get through our to-do list or team-assigned workload. But how can we continue to maintain our focus when life becomes stressful? It is one thing to be productive during gentle times, but during overwhelming periods of time, it's another challenge altogether. Thankfully, there are many impactful ways to significantly enhance our capacity for success at work using mindfulness practices. Meditation and ASMR are not typically included within a corporate training program, but they could be the key change makers within any professional environment, including yours. Here's what you need to know about the practices that really could make all the difference. ASMR. Millions of YouTube users are listening to popular ASMR, which stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. The YouTubers watch the videos during their working day to de-stress and calm their otherwise busy minds. According to an article by Christine Spohr, where she's analyzing if ASMR really can make you more productive at work, on the blog of Trello, Christine Spohr talks about an ASMR self-test to see if it increases her productivity. Her result is that her work efficiency increased by an amazing 22%. So many other ASMR listeners have reported far greater productivity due to improved focus for longer periods of time. Further to this, the lower levels of stress can cultivate a more balanced work life. So what is this magical phenomenon? Quite simply, it is engaging in watching or listening to stimulating noises and movements to relax. The activities vary immensely, between hairbrushing and dental flossing through rolling marbles and tapping various surfaces with textured tools. The important thing is not the entertainment factor, it is the relaxation. It sparks for the mind and body. Ambient noise has long been used to focus the mind, and this fresh approach could revolutionize your personal sense of balance during your working day. Meditation. There is a highly effectual saying that when you least feel you have time for meditation are the moments you need it the most. This applies very fittingly to workplace stress and agitation. You might feel as if you have no time, yet sitting aside a few quality moments to reconnect with your inner consciousness could help you become more productive and sharper than you might otherwise be. Stress release is not something to be underestimated. If your emotions are agitated, your work will automatically suffer along with your ability to communicate with your team. Schedule 15-minute slots within your day. Start with one per day to get you started, where you step away from your work to sit quietly for a few moments alone. Focus only on your inhale to exhale with your eyes gently closed. If you feel your mind wandering, then gently guide it back to your breathing patterns. applying this practice ahead of an important meeting or just before you leave for home at night could benefit your mental health and productivity in more ways than you might ever have expected. Mindfulness: when we become overloaded with stress, our mind tends to go on autopilot or plunge us into a frustrating brain fog where we cannot make clear or positive decisions for ourselves. To avoid this, we must reconnect with our inner thoughts and a deeper sense of intuition. Mindfulness is, in essence, the practice of consciousness from a restorative perspective. Instead of pushing our minds to their limit, it's about listening to what our minds and bodies actually have to tell us. You can achieve mindfulness at work by including dedicated moments of time to check in on yourself. Consider how tense your jaw is. Could you relax it? Reflect on how hunched your shoulders are. Could you roll them back to allow deeper breathing? Think over how your emotions are at the end of each day. What could be tweaked within your schedule to improve your emotional well-being and personal balance? These simple self-checks will reconnect you with your empowered self. The fact that you are seeking guidance regarding stress relief at work illustrates your need to restore internal balance. This willingness to embrace new approaches is demonstrative of your capabilities professionally. Still, it also proves your capability to adopt new and helpful practices, such as those described within this guide. As a first trial, feel free to test the effect of mindfulness meditation in your workplace by listening or watching to my 3-minute session I recently created that you find at the end of this blog. See if it helps you in your daily work. You can watch it or listen to it here on this page, on this website, or download it to your mobile device. You have all the tools to begin and everything you need for a great start. No matter what kind of occupation you have or what level you operate at, these rejuvenating practices can benefit you. Some of the advantages you will experience may not be loud and noisy, but they are impactful all the same. Don't rush to finish the line. This is a journey rather than a destination. Consider each activity as a supportive aid, gently encouraging you in the right direction in order to achieve your professional goals whilst taking good care of your well-being. There is no wrong when it comes to the art of workplace mindfulness. If you lose your way while meditating, don't focus on this as a setback. If ASMR doesn't work quite well one day as it might have the other day before, don't lose hope. This is an ongoing trial and error practice rather than a specific accolade to achieve on your resume. Be patient, kind, and gentle with yourself. Nurture your emotional needs and be generous with the time you devote to your exercises. And you'll be fine. Do you have any experiences with ASMR sessions at workplace or mindfulness practices? Please share in the comments.